Good morning, and welcome to Calvary Chapel of the White Mountains. Here we are again on one of our almost completely vacant church services as we go electronically into all of our homes. I just want to let you folks know that I sure miss you. I miss the fellowship, miss the encouragement that we have for each other, and feeling the love. Hope this morning finds you well, and the COVID cooties haven't found their way into your home. When we get together, again, we don't know physically when that will be, but next week will be the first Sunday of the month, and ordinarily when we get together, we like to partake of the Lord's Supper, communion. And so in preparation for that, I want to encourage you, to go ahead and during the week try and get some crackers. You know, if you don't have matzah crackers, that's okay. You can use saltines. We've even one time took communion with fish crackers. It's okay. Some kind of unleavened bread, and you know, if you write down to it, if all you have is regular bread, that's okay. It's not quite the same, but some kind of unleavened bread if you can, like crackers or whatever. Have some of that. Get some grape juice and have a little bit of that ready. And next week after the teaching, we'll partake of communion together electronically. So I want to encourage you on that. On another note, resurrection celebration, Easter Sunday morning, we're going to go ahead and make the decision that we will not gather together in person. We will have everything uploaded so you can be a part of that service by 10 o'clock that Sunday morning. And we will have the music. Our worship team will be leading us in worship on that service this morning. Again, you can click on a link to some good worship music online and prepare your heart that way, and then come back and listen to the teaching today. So with that said, let's go ahead and pray for this morning's teaching. Father, we do thank you for, Lord, for you, for how you are with us through this whole crisis, this pandemic. And Lord, how you are a very present help in time of trouble. Lord, we pray that you would speak to our hearts now. Lord, that your word would come alive. And Lord, that maybe even those that have never come to know you would be listening at home, watching at home, and that you would speak to them in a special way today. Lord, thank you. Bless this time now. In Jesus' name, amen. Because of what is going on in our world with the whole COVID-19 pandemic and all, and how we're shut in, and a lot of people are having to make some very drastic changes to the way that they live, it's caused people to kind of take another look at their lives. And I felt led because of that to take a break from 2 Samuel. And next week or the week after, we may get back to 2 Samuel, and we'll be in chapter 12. But if after hearing today's message, and I just want to say this and encourage you, that after listening to today's message, and you know, you come to the conclusion, you know, that just was not for me, that you've already heard and responded to a message like the one that I'm about to share, that's okay. If that's you and you think, well, you know, that really wasn't for me, then I encourage you, pray about who in your life that this message is for, and then you share it with them. And you know, maybe they won't watch this video, listen to this message. But take notes yourself. Write down the scripture references. Look them up later. Study them. Understand them. And then share them with those people that you know need to hear this message. And really, it's why God has you where you are in this world. Why He has placed you in their lives. He wants to use you to bless them. So I encourage you, don't blow it off and think, I don't need to hear that. No, you need to hear it. You need to be able to share it yourself with those people that you know need to hear it. The title of today's teaching is How to Get to Heaven. And today, like I said, many people are being forced to consider their lives and really their mortality. A lot of people are thinking, man, I could get COVID-19 and I could die. And yeah, you could. But you could also die of 1,000 other things. And in fact, you will die. We talked about that before. The people die every day. It's just a matter of when, where, and how you die. And you know, some deaths are pretty painful. And some aren't painful at all. Someone once wrote, "When I die, I want to die peacefully in my sleep, like my grandpa, not screaming in terror like the passengers in his car." The Bible tells us it's actually appointed for all people to die. And you know, I've never talked to a 150-year-old person. Everyone has died before that. And I know there might be some young people thinking, well, dude, aren't you about that old? And it's like, no, yeah, I'm not. I'm headed that way. But I probably won't see 150 either, because you just don't live that long. Our bodies, because of the way they are, hey, they're not going to live forever. We will, one way or the other. But see, the fact that we're all going to die, and you know, like I said, when, where, and how, that's really the variables. The biggest thing is, the most important thing is, where you end up. Some people say, well, we're all going to heaven. God is a God of love. And He wouldn't send anyone to hell if it even exists. Well, folks, hell does exist. It really does, because God tells us that it does. He tells us also that a lot of people, unfortunately, will end up there. Listen to what Jesus said in Matthew 7, 13 and 14. "Enter by the narrow gate, for wide is the gate and broad is the way that leads to destruction, and there are many who go in by it, because narrow is the gate and difficult is the way which leads to life, and there are few who find it." Why is the way to heaven difficult? Well, we'll talk about that in a bit. But when we consider how to get to heaven, what we're really talking about is getting directions to a place, aren't we? Heaven is a place. Heaven is for real. And we need to know, how do you get there? Now, you may be able in some places to pull up to a gas station or something like that and ask for directions to heaven. And you know, if you're fortunate, the person there working just might know how to get there. But for the most part, you're going to need to turn somewhere else. And the thing is, though, when you give anybody directions, it's important to know where they're starting from, right? If you ask me, well, how do I get to Calvary Chapel of the White Mountains? I'm going to first ask you, well, where are you coming from? What's your starting point? See, if I just tell you, well, you get to the end of your driveway and turn right. Go to the first stop sign, turn left. And drive until you get to the first signal light, turn left. And then after that, go to the second signal light, turn right. and drive for quite a ways, and then turn on Rainbow Lake Drive, and in less than a mile, you'll be here. Now, if I tell you that, you know, that may work for you if you're my next door neighbor, you know, and by the way, hi, Teresa and Denny. And it'll work for you if you live on the same street and live on the same side of the street that I do. But if you live anywhere else, you may end up in another state just by following those same directions. But once you get the right directions, it's important to follow the directions. Long time ago, my wife and I, we were first dating. We were teenagers. And she wanted to see my favorite surf spot. Yeah, I grew up in Southern California, and I was a surfer dude. And we were in my surfmobile, my Volkswagen van. And we lived about 100 miles away from my favorite spot. And I had to work late that night. I think I worked till midnight, 1 o'clock or something. And so I went and I picked her up at about 3 a.m. I'm like, why? Why that early? Well, surfing is best right at sunrise. It's glassy. The waves are really nice, not choppy. Yeah, and man, there's nothing like, especially if there's a big swell in and it's glassy. It's like going to be gnarly, dude. And when I picked her up, she offered to drive, but she wasn't sure about how to get there and all. And so I said, tell you what, I'll get you to the right freeway. You get on this freeway, and then I'll jump in the back of the van, and I'll go to sleep. And then I told her, you know, just stay on this freeway. Don't get off until you get to Encinitas Boulevard. It's down by San Diego, in San Diego County. And I said, when you see that, go ahead and get off, and then yell back at me or pull off at the bottom of the off-ramp and wake me up, and then I'll get us the rest of the way. And we do all that, and I'm laying back there just before I went to sleep thinking, awesome. I'm going to be paddling out just as the sun is coming up. This is going to be awesome. Well, she didn't wake me up. And I woke up because it was so hot in the back of the van there, and the midday sun was cooking me. And I stuck my head out of the curtains, and I looked around, and there she is. She's crying, and we're nowhere near the beach, and we're on this dirt road, and I'm looking out there, and there's a bunch of fruit pickers out there, and she's crying, and she's crying and said, I'm sorry, I'm lost. I don't know where we are. I don't know how to get out of here. I can't figure out how to leave here. I don't know. I've been stuck here. I've been driving up and down this dirt road so many times that now the fruit pickers, they're not working anymore. They're just looking at me, pointing and laughing. Oh, man, I felt so sorry for her. She had been lost there for hours. And so I looked around and went, well, there's the mountains. There's the sun. Go that way. And within 10 minutes, we were at the beach. 10 minutes. I mean, it was a scene right out of I Love Lucy, if Ricky surfed. And I felt so sorry for her because she had hoped to get to my favorite surf spot, you know, on her own and let me sleep all the way there. And the thing is, it's a lot like getting to heaven because we don't always follow the directions that God has given to us. Like, get off at Encinitas Boulevard, wake me up when you're on the off-ramp kind of thing, you know? I mean, that was pretty easy. Those were easy directions. She was on the right freeway and knew where to get off, and she got off on the right exit. But she did not follow the directions. Would it get that one little direction? Would you get to the bottom of the off-ramp? Wake me up. Now, she didn't do it for the right reason. She was trying to be nice. But not following the right directions, folks, will end up with you being lost. Most people have heard or read the directions to heaven. And a lot of people think, well, it can't be that easy. Or I'll help God out. Or I'll take a shortcut. But folks, that won't work. In Proverbs 14:12, it says, there is a way that seems right to a man, but its end is the way of death. See, the first thing that you and I need to understand before we can start heading to heaven is that we all start out lost. I've got a friend who has a semi, and on the back of his semi, it says that. The first step to heaven is understanding you're lost. Right on, man. That's true. We all start out lost. None of us were born saved. None of us were born on that right path and then got lost. We were all lost from the start. In fact, Romans 3:10 says, as it is written, there is none righteous, no, not one. We were all born with a sinful nature. And because of that, we start committing sin as soon as we can make choices. Romans 3:23 says, for all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. And folks, there's a penalty for sin, and that's death. Eternal separation from God in hell. Romans 6:23 tells us, for the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life in Jesus, Christ our Lord. Wages, folks, that's what we've earned. Wages are what you earn, and that's what we've earned. The wages of sin is death. We've earned death. We've earned hell by sinning. But God's free gift is eternal life in Jesus Christ our Lord. An absolutely free gift. It's there for the taking. All we have to do is receive it. And folks, instantly, we're headed to heaven then. But just like Michael, my wife, how she was hopelessly lost for hours and yet was only 10 minutes away from the beach. Many people are so close to heaven, yet are hopelessly lost and will never make it unless they receive the free gift from God. Some people, they want to help God by trying to work for salvation, or at least partially for it. Well, okay, Jesus died for me, yeah, and I got to believe that, but you know, I need to add to that. I got to do some good deeds. Well, first off, the Bible says that our good deeds, our righteousnesses in Isaiah, tells us they're like filthy rags. Folks, filthy rags don't help anything. And we're told also in Ephesians chapter 2, verses 8 and 9, for by grace you have been saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God, not of works, lest anyone should boast. See, it's by grace. Grace is defined as unmerited or undeserved favor. Undeserved favor from God. That's what grace is. An absolute free gift. And we receive that free gift of grace through faith in Jesus Christ. Directions you need to get to heaven are the easiest directions ever. Trust in Jesus. Follow Jesus. Jesus is the way to heaven. In fact, Jesus said in John 14:6, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. That's pretty simple. The way to heaven is believing in Jesus, trusting in Him. And that really brings us to the answer to the question that we asked earlier. Why is it so difficult to get to heaven? Well, Jesus said difficult is the way. See, it's difficult. It's difficult for people to surrender their lives to God. It's not really hard to know the directions. It's not hard to hear about the directions. In fact, The directions are in every Bible that's ever been printed. And most homes in America, and most homes across the world even, have a Bible. The difficult part is for some folks to stop the sin that they love and to choose to love God more than their sin. That's actually the difficult part. Most people know what the directions are. They just don't want to take them. Jesus actually explains this as he continues his discussion with Nicodemus. We're all familiar with John 3:16. We just quoted that. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. And he continued and said in verses 17 and 18, for God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. He who believes in him is not condemned, but he who does not believe is condemned already, because he has not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God. And there it is again, by the way, that we all start out lost before we believe in Jesus, before we put our faith in him. And Jesus just said, we're condemned already. I didn't want to miss that. But moving on to why is it so difficult? Why is that way so difficult? Look at 19 and 20. Jesus said, and this is the condemnation, that the light has come into the world, and men loved darkness rather than light, because their deeds were evil. For everyone practicing evil hates the light and does not come to the light, lest his deeds should be exposed. The only thing that makes the way to heaven difficult is when people love evil, when they love their sin and want to hang on to their sin rather than to let go and just trust God. See, Jesus ended his conversation with Nicodemus in verse 21 and said, but he who does the truth comes to the light, that his deeds may be clearly seen that they have been done in God. And that's all it takes to get to heaven. Come to the light. Jesus is the light. Put your faith in Jesus. Put your trust in him. Confess. Admit to God that you're lost because you have sinned against him. Trust Jesus as your Lord and your Savior. Trust him that he died on the cross for your sin, for my sin. Trust him for that. Believe that. Believe that God has raised him from the dead. See, he died for our sins. He was buried, and he rose again on the third day. And then he ascended into heaven. And folks, someday he's coming again. And folks, the main thing is to trust him, to know that he died for your sins, that he rose again from the dead. Because see, that sets him apart from everyone else who ever died, even from everyone else who was ever crucified. All we have to do is to receive that free gift, is to put our trust in him. Heaven is that close, no matter how lost you are. In fact, let me read to you what we're told in Romans chapter 10, verses 8, 9, and 10. But what does it say? The word is near you, in your mouth and in your heart. That is the word of faith which we preach. That if you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, you will be saved. For with the heart one believes unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. For the scripture says, whoever believes on him will not be put to shame. Some Bibles word that is, whoever believes on him will not be disappointed. For there is no distinction between Jew and Greek. For the same Lord over all is rich to all who call upon him. For whoever calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved. That's an absolute guarantee from God. If you call on him, he will save you. You will be on the road to heaven. And I want to give you an opportunity to do that right now. So right now, as you're either listening or watching this message, just bow your head and pray with me. If you have never trusted Christ, if you have never been born again, then bow your head. Pray this, confess it with your mouth, but believe it in your heart at the same time. And if you call out to him, he will hear you. He will save you. Jesus said that whoever comes to him, he would in no wise cast out. And folks, that is the absolute truth. So pray this prayer with me. Heavenly Father, I am sorry for my sin. Please forgive me. I believe that Jesus died on the cross for me. I believe that he was buried and rose again on the third day. Come into my life. Fill me with your Spirit. Help me to live for you from this moment on. Help me, Lord, to follow you with all my heart, with all my soul, with all my strength. Lord, thank you. Thank you for dying for me. Thank you for rising from the dead. Thank you for hearing this prayer. And it's in Jesus' name I pray. Amen. If you prayed that prayer and you meant it, then God meant what he said. You're saved. You're on the road to heaven. Now, it's real important that you get a good start, that you get into the Bible, start reading the Word of God, start praying, praying all the time. In fact, the Bible tells us to pray without ceasing. In other words, no matter what you're doing, no matter where you're at, you can be talking to the Lord, and he's going to listen to you. And then you need to, once we get back to being able to meet together, you need to meet with other Christians. The Bible warns us not to forsake the gathering together of the saints. We need each other, folks. It's kind of rough right now being apart from each other, but we need that getting together. And so as soon as we can, we need to get back to doing that. And you know what else? You need to tell other people what you have done, that you have put your trust in Jesus Christ, that you have been born again. And then watch how God is going to use you. God bless you, and we'll see you next week. All right.